I don't think I can remember them starting Championship cricket so well. They talked a lot about the trip, obviously, to Antigua was a big factor. Although they didn't perhaps win the games they'd like to have won out there, the fact that they were together as a team throughout February, and it was a good month to be away, working together, playing together, it must have done them the world of good. And obviously, pre-season's gone really well. But to hit the ground running and to get two good wins, it is a great way to start a season.
What do you think of the squad? I mean, looking at the batting, you think, yeah, they've got some great batters there. I think my concern was about the bowling, but Steve-O comes in and takes
hatful. Steve-O's still bowling his grenades, isn't he? I mean, he's unbelievable the way that he bowls. But the one thing with Steve-O, whatever the pace he bowls at, he bowls wicket to wicket. And I watched quite a few of his wickets from the game at Hove, and he has bowled genuinely straight. And if people miss early season, a little bit of nibble, it's on the pads and they're out. They're not going over the top, are they?
No.
He's not going to bounce over the top of the stump. So, he's bowled very well. Parnell's been a great signing.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic signing. He's done a great job. I think that's been a really shrewd signing by the club to get someone in like that. Coles, obviously, outstanding. I mean, Colesy, since he's come back to Kent, has been brilliant. I think
he's grown up as well, hasn't he?
Yeah, and he was always going to at some stage.
Yeah.
But he's a high quality cricketer.
Yeah.
There's nothing that the lad can't do. And if he got himself into a decent position where he's scoring runs, taking wickets, he got himself as fit as he can do, there's no reason why he couldn't play international cricket. He has the skill to play international cricket. And there's a lot of lads in the current white ball set up with England, be it ODIs or T20, he could quite easily fit into that group of players.
Sam Northeast has been talked about because, he's had a great start to the season. Was he on the radar before the start of this season, or has he just suddenly come on?
Yeah, no, he was on the radar, and he was someone that we talked a little bit about last year, and obviously he got watched last year. I mean, and it's not just last year. I mean, he has been on the radar for a little while. He came close to a T20 selection a couple of years ago, and it didn't quite work out. But, he came to Dubai in the winter, and he played in the North versus South series, got 100, played magnificently. Well, and obviously put himself in a good position, and then to start as well as he has done. And obviously, when you go big, get 173 not out, that really is the standout performance.
Bells, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And Andy Flower was there watching when he got the runs, and he's obviously someone now. Trevor Bayliss and Jimmy Whittaker saw him get 100, as I say, in Dubai for the South against the North, and that can only stand you in good stead. So, if you score runs consistently, it doesn't matter which division you're playing in, who you're playing for, you will get looked at. And that's a great thing for Sam.
What about you personally? You enjoying your role as assistant coach at England? I mean, you were offered a gig at Yorkshire. Difficult decision for you?
It was a difficult decision because I thoroughly enjoyed my 2 years at Yorkshire. That was a brilliant move for me to go there. But to be involved with the England team, is something that I never came close to as a player. So, as a coach, to work with the England team, to work with the best players, and to get the best seat in the house watching them play international cricket, you have to think carefully before you give that up. But it's not going to last forever. I don't know how long it'll last for. So make the most of it while you can. And you don't want to get too far in advance and start thinking about, series you've got coming up, because, sport isn't like that. You concentrate on what you've got in front of you. And as I say, make the most of it. Enjoy it. Have a lot of fun. Trevor Bayliss is a great bloke to work with. Obviously, you've got Rooty now as a new captain. Morgs has been fantastic with the one-day stuff.
Yeah.
So it's been a pretty good time to be involved. But, you want to see the team develop. You want to see the team win. And from a personal point of view, it's just a thoroughly enjoyable place to be.
How much of your influence has been to let players express themselves? Because that's, I think, what people have noticed with the new management setup. Go out there, play your own game. Sometimes it won't work. Don't worry about it.
Well, all of the credit for that goes to the captains, because the captains are the people that run the team. So, Alistair Cook and Owen Morgan are two people that massively believe in players taking responsibility. We've got a lot of players, someone like Ben Stokes, who manages himself in many ways. He's a driven person. He's very hard on himself, but he practices brilliantly. And I think that's the sort of feeling that you have through the team, that they manage themselves well, they look after themselves well, and our job is just to facilitate that learning and just make sure that they're on time and they enjoy it and they have a bit of fun. But Trevor Bayliss is someone who doesn't get too caught up in technique. He's about playing the game, and that's
enjoying
the game. At the end of the day, it is a game.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get a bit caught up in, you lose a game or you have a bad day and you think, oh crikey, but actually at the end of the day, it is a game. And as much as obviously you want England to win every game and play well every day, you're not going to win every game. But the key is making sure players are developing, they're enjoying it, having fun along the way, and if they can play in a very positive way and people want to come watch England team play, that can only be good for the game as a whole.
Finally, is it always Kent's results you tend to look at first?
I do. I look at Kent. I do. You can't help it. And there's a, you know, there's lads in the side. I mean, I've known Daniel Beldrum since he was 10, Joe Denley since he was, what, 13, 14 on the academy. So, you know, Sam himself, you know, Sam came and played his first second team game when I was second team coach at 15. And it's been nice, Sam Billings playing in the England team. You know, I was lucky enough to sign Sam at 14 on the Kent Academy. So to now see him playing for England, you know, it's fantastic.
I think we better leave. There's a flyer.
I think we had to run quick.